It is the summer season. We are well into the season on what's going on at Music Mountain in Falls Village. And we always bring in Oscar Ruiz to talk about the upcoming events this Saturday and Sunday. And today is no different. Good morning, Oscar. How are you?
Good morning, Marshall. How are you doing? Doing very well. I mean, it's so rewarding to be at Music Mountain every weekend. By the way, yesterday, a listener came up to me, "Hey, Oscar, I love listening to you when you speak with Marshall." So,
all right,
it's wonderful.
Well, you know, we always love to talk about what goes on top of the mountain, because it is a not only a local institution, but it is a national and international institution. And people in our area really have to understand and appreciate how lucky we are to have the arts that we have in our area. We have world-class arts, and not every area can say that, but we can, and Music Mountain is part of that. So let's look at this weekend because, you know, I was heading up there on July 23rd. You've got the Swing Time Big Band performing.
Yes, I can't wait for that. They come year after year. It's a 22-piece big band playing classical jazz. I mean, swing time, and always they come with a theme. This time it is Sunrise Serenade. And I believe they even have, you know, a relationship with the theme, the general theme of this season's Sun Quartet by Haydn. So they are great. Steve Scheinman, their leader, is a well-known gentleman and a fantastic conductor and leader of Swing Time Big Band. And also a plus that we already experimented this past weekend. We had Meraki bring up his food truck to Music Mountain for the first time, at least during my tenure, since 2016. And people loved it. I mean, the food was fantastic. By Meraki, the restaurant at Music Mountain, and they are coming back this Saturday. So, Swing Time Big Band and Meraki food truck, please come join us. The food truck will be open from 5:30, and also from 6 o'clock we start serving wine and other plus this season on Saturdays from 6 o'clock we serve a. Really wonderful wines from Milton Wines. So, yes, Swing Time Big Band. 7 o'clock is the concert, but please come at 5:30. Let's have some food together. We have picnic tables, a great lawn. That has really picked up, Marshall. People come early with their blankets, with their picnic chairs and tables, and they really love to enjoy themselves right before the concert.
You
know, it's wonderful.
I think the addition of the food truck is interesting. If people don't know what type of foods they might find. Now, the great thing about food trucks is they revolve their menus and they change their menus. So you can have a food truck 1 week show up and serve something, and then next week they serve something else. But, you know, I was when you mentioned them last week, I went and I went to their website and I went to their app because everybody's got an app nowadays, and they offer things like maple bacon wrapped sea scallops. They also offer regular full entrees. Maybe it's salmon, maybe it's roast beef. They also offer this sounds so. I don't know if they're going to have it there, but they've got Gruyere cheese and mushrooms. I mean, it's a really nice, tight menu. And for that, like I said, for a food truck to have entrees and then appetizers, I mean, they've got mango, avocado, cilantro canapes. They've got lamb sliders. I mean, and you know what? The great thing about it is you can just go to Music Mountain and you don't have to pack a picnic. You can. It's there for you. It's there for you.
Yes, that's really fantastic. Also, a clarification, because I mean, this was the very first one, and we did have one phone call inquiring, oh, is there going to be grilling? I have an allergy. And we are, oh, my goodness. Well, yes, I mean, the you are our priority. Let us find out. And, you know, technology has really advanced. There were no No smells, no smoke. I don't think there was barely any grilling. It was very quiet. I mean, this is a gourmet food truck. How about that? Maybe that's a better put. And so very, very comfortable.
And for people listening, food trucks, folks, to be licensed and to be able to operate in the state, meet unbelievably strict requirements. Unbelievably strict requirements. These are not just people that put together trucks and go out there. And they have venting systems. They have grills. They've got flat tops. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And once again, just the pure luxury of being able to go to Music Mountain, get some food from the food truck, either sit out and stay on the lawn, or then have your picnic and go inside. It just makes the afternoon and evening nicer. So that's Saturday, the Swing Time Big Band at Music Mountain. And then coming up on Sunday, the Ulysses Quartet, Tanya Bannister on piano. Let's talk a little bit about that quartet.
Yes, so we continue with the season theme of the Haydn Sun Quartets. So they will be performing the second concert about the theme of the season with the Opus 20 number 3, Haydn String Quartet. And then two very special pieces. Many of our programs tend to have a piano quintet in the second half, a work for string quartet and piano. And this time we have the one by Elgar that will be performed with Tanya Bannister on piano. She's a well-known pianist worldwide, but also at Music Mountain, and we will be really looking forward to having her. And the discovery piece that we have been adding this summer so many times practically to every program is by Joan Tower. Joan Tower, American composer, and her string quartet, Wild Summer. How appropriate. So a wonderful program, Haydn, Tower, Elgar, with the Ulysses String Quartet and Tanya Bannister piano, this Sunday, July 24th at 3 p.m. at Music Mountain.
Of course, if you've got tickets for Music Mountain, you can call 860-824-7126, 860-824-7126, or on the web, musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org. Or whenever we finish these interviews and we put them on our on-demand page, which robinhoodradio.com, on-demand, go to the interview section, click on the interview, and we will have the link so you can purchase tickets right there as well and find out more information. Well, Oscar, the summer continues. I mean, we're about halfway through now, You run through through October?
Yeah, and almost. I mean, we'll end on September 18th. And, yeah, it does feel like we are gradually getting to the climax. I must add, we have also been having students at the mountain, which we didn't do last summer due to COVID, but gradually things are getting back. And so this week, I should say that we have the Harlem String Quartet workshop with wonderful students at Music Mountain. And this is always the case, right? So the Harlem Quartet performs a concert in the series that was the following weekend on the 31st of July. And the week prior to that, they come and teach. And so this week, they are teaching these young aspiring musicians who will perform in Gordon Hall, a free concert, a free students' concert, actually on the 23rd of July, on Saturday at 11 a.m. So that's not even on the website. I think we really have to update that part so that every single event is up on the website. There is so much going on at Music Mountain. So I just wanted to mention that on the 23rd of July, Saturday at 11 a.m., we will have this free concert featuring the students of the Harlem Quartet Workshop at Music Mountain.
All right, and I've already been contacted for next week. The Barbara Fasano Trio, we'll be doing an interview with them on top of your interview as well next week.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you for doing that. I mean, Barbara Fasano has come now, I think it's the fourth year, featuring Eric Comstock piano, and they come also with Boots Madison, the bassist. And they are fantastic. They play mostly American songbook, but they spice it up. And it's really a fantastic show. I mean, consistent year after year. I love to listen to them. So I'm very happy that she will come on your program to talk about her concert. That will be on July 30th at 7 p.m. at Music Mountain, Barbara Fasano Trio, yeah.
All right, more information on all this at musicmountain.org. It's always great to speak to you, Oscar. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marshall. Have a great week.
Take care. Once again, musicmountain.org on the web if you want more information on any of the shows.